RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Darren Frehill, Cavan and Tip, Tip and Cavan, 'twas the stuff of dreams.
Well, certainly if you're a Tipperary fan, Mary, you must have been happy, were you?
Outstandingly happy.
Oh, I bet. What a weekend it was for the underdog, Mary. The Tipperary footballers beat Cork by 3 points. Munster champions for the first time in 85 years. Their last came back way back in 1935. 70 points to 14, the final score there. And then Cavan beat Donegal, 113 to 12 points. And they land their first provincial title since 1997. We'll go to Cavan shortly. But first up, let's hear from Tipperary. Their captain, Conor Sweeney, has been talking to our very own Pádraig Lodge.
85 years, a long time to wait. Can you sum up the emotions there, and yourself personally, and all around the dressing room?
It's mad. It's mixed emotions. It's delight. It's just absolutely, we're over the moon to get the result, to be leaving with silverware. Relieved as well. I think it's the first Munster championship we've won in 85 odd years. So it's emotional stuff, but it's still only sinking in. So just great to get over the line, and we're definitely going to enjoy it. That's for sure.
You have that Michael Hogan jersey still on you. Was that something that just gave you extra motivation, an extra sense of direction today?
No, it wasn't. We had to park all that. As players, we have a job to do, we didn't have to dig too much for motivation, because none of us have a senior medal. It was only our second provincial final appearance this decade. So we didn't have to dig too deep for motivation. We wanted to come away with silver, and that was it, But you don't want to be too disrespectful either, but as a player, you have to focus on what was important for us, and that was the match. And now we can focus on enjoying the whole occasion.
Yeah, what a wonderful occasion for them indeed. Brilliant to win it, but I guess the downside is no celebrations, but there was a lovely touch for Cavan. Their players made their way back to Cavan Town last night, and their skipper Raymond Galligan, the goalkeeper, he wanted to share the moment with the extended panel. They couldn't attend the match because of the restrictions, so he arranged to meet them on the open field of Kingspan Breffni Park last night. And what a way to mark it. And on the way to there, the locals at Butler's Bridge stood outside their houses as the squad passed through their village. Owen McConnon witnessed the socially distant drive-by.
Cavan are Ulster champions for 2020, and the last stop before they reach Cavan Town is Butler's Bridge, where people are social distancing and also welcoming the champions back. First person I meet here is a man who scored a goal the last time that Cavan won an Ulster championship back in 1997. Put his jersey over his head, Jason O'Reilly.
Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. So it was. It was the county such a lift and that. And here it's great that it happened. And pity it took so long for it to happen. And I'm here with my children, and I suppose I was young when that was happening. So I was when I was coming through the village here, and I probably didn't take all in at the time, but it's absolutely brilliant.
It's dream come true stuff. It's just, fair play to the lads. You have to give it to them. They were just brilliant. What a year. Strange year, but listen, let's put a cap on it.
What was it like sitting at home watching it? You couldn't be there, obviously.
No, but it was very exciting. You could feel the energy through the television. It was very good.
Yes, at the end, when Cavan scored the goal, we were running around the house screaming yes, and then when it was all over, we went around hugging each other.
Raymond Galligan, team captain. Not alone could supporters not attend today, fringe players couldn't attend today. That was panel members. And I thought it a nice touch immediately after the final whistle went, where you brought the players who travelled today into a group, and you said, look, the first priority, the first thing we have to do is to go back to Kingspan Breffni and meet the players who are unable to travel today.
I spoke with the chairman on Monday and made it very, very clear that we wanted to, when we win the cup, that we want to embrace the moment with the entire team, because for the last number of months it was a complete team effort, and they deserved the opportunity to see the cup and raised just as much as the 26 that were fortunate to be there.
Yeah, wasn't that a lovely touch by Raymond and the rest of the squad? Pure class, if you ask me. More on the matches later on. In hurling, Kildare won the Christy Ring Cup. Nicky Rackard Trophy went to Donegal. The FEI has closed the investigation over that video shown to the Irish players before the friendly against England. The FEI satisfied with Stephen Kenny's explanation in regard to that video and the tone of it. Liverpool second in the Premier League, 3-0 win against Leicester City. Arsenal and Leeds played out a draw, scoreless draw there. Wins as well for Everton and for West Ham. Cork City and Wexford Youths drew 2-2 in the Women's National League Group 1. Wins for Leinster, Ulster and Connacht in the Guinness Pro 14 yesterday. Stephanie Meadow finally has finished third at the Pelican Championships in Florida. She finished five shots off the winner, Kim Shi-Young. I'm back with more sport in another hour. Just after the news at 8:30, I'm joined by the Tipperary manager, David Power.